Seattle Councilmember Richard Conlon chairs the Regional Food Policy Council for the four Western Washington counties surrounding Puget Sound.
We're working to try and find ways in which to get more and better local food to people in Western Washington.
Conlon says he helped found this regional council 2 years ago because it was difficult at first to convince his colleagues in city government that growing food in the rural areas surrounding Seattle is important for urban policy work. But Conlon says this issue could have lots of impact.
Essentially, what good local food can bring to us is better health, more economic development. The food industry, from farming to processing to restaurants to grocery stores, employs a significant percentage of our population and could employ even more if we use more local food.
Meantime, an independent report by the American Farmland Trust indicates that it wouldn't be that hard to get people here to consume as much as 60% locally grown foods. Dennis Canty directs that group's Pacific Northwest chapter. He says right now, only about a quarter of the foods we eat here are local.
The Northwest is one of the best landscapes in the country for growing food. We have a lot of excellent soil. We've got an abundance of water. And we feel like we can do a lot better than that one quarter.
He says it's not radical changes that are needed, but relatively simple tweaks to the food system, such as creating more local farmers' markets and reducing food waste with innovations in packaging and managing inventory.
And if all of us just shifted a little bit to eating that food that's available locally in season, it would make a really considerable difference.
And at the same time, he says there's a real danger that as population grows, housing developers will fill in more lots that are suitable for farming. But he thinks consumers can help by doing things as simple as asking for more local produce at the grocery store and maybe letting go of expecting a daily dose of midwinter tomatoes from afar. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.